This is a podcast of a programme previously broadcast on Claremorris Community Radio. Listen online at ccr946.ie.
Hello, welcome along to Classical Sounds here in Claremorris Community Radio 94.6 FM. Andrew Newman with you today until 4 o'clock, and I hope you'll enjoy the show today. I have a very wide-ranging playlist today. I have music by Shostakovich, music by Schubert, and also Mendelssohn and Bach, and a fellow called Silverstruff, some Grieg, some Elgar, but not the original. And much more besides, and some music also by Stravinsky. So, right, it's 087-326-2007 for your text today. And if you want to email me, it's studio@ccr946.ie. Now, let's get started with the music of Dmitri Shostakovich. This is a work which was found in 1989, and it is a suite for variety orchestra. The most famous part of that is a waltz. And this is it now, music of Dmitri Shostakovich and the jazz waltz. Hope you like it.
Thank you.
The music there, Dmitri Shostakovich from his Suite for Variety Orchestra, and that was the waltz, sometimes known as a jazz waltz, but that was the Philadelphia Orchestra conducted there by Marius Janssens, and that was lovely music there from Dmitri Shostakovich, was rediscovered in 1989 apparently, and that was the first recording there by Marius Janssens. Now, next I'm going to some music which is by Felix Mendelssohn, a German composer of the early part of the 19th century. One of the greatest musical prodigies of all time. He was, I suppose, even better, would you believe, controversially, than Mozart as a young prodigy. But this is music from his more mature stage. He was 30 when he wrote this in 1839. And one of his more popular chamber works, alongside his string octet. This is the piano trio number 1 in D major, and a wonderful third movement scherzo here. And three musicians who have completely unpronounceable names, so I won't even try to pronounce them. They're all playing period instruments here, and you really notice the piano. The piano sounds totally different to the modern day piano. Hope you like this now. Music of Felix Mendelssohn, the piano trio, scherzo, third movement. Thank you. The music there of Felix Mendelssohn from his piano trio in D major number 1, and that was the third movement, Scherzo, and that was the three members of a family who have unpronounceable names, and I hope you liked that one there. And they're all playing period instruments. You may have noticed this, you may not, but unusual to hear a string trio playing period instruments like that. And I hope you're enjoying the show. It's Andrew Newman here, Classical Sounds on Clamars Community Radio, 94.6 FM, and it's 087-326-2007 for your texts today. Now, next I'm going to some music, which is by J.S. Bach, and this is wonderful music indeed, from his Hunting Cantata. You may recognise this as Sheep May Safely Graze in a more modernised orchestral version, but here's the original with Magdalena Kuzina and Musica Flora are playing here.
Oh,
The music there of J.S. Bach from his Hunting Cantata, that was A Sheep May Safely Graze. I won't give you the German translation, no need to do that. And that was Magdalena Kozina, the great Czech mezzo-soprano, and she was joined by Musica Floria. And that was her first recording in 1996, and she was very little known then. And she was only 26 when she recorded that, but now she's world famous indeed, one of the greatest mezzo-sopranos that's around. And she's married to Simon Rattle as well. So that is that news. So now next I'm going to some music which will be by Bach's great contemporary. His name was George Frederick Handel, spent most of his career in England. And this is one of his last oratorios called Samson. And the last two parts of this are the most famous part of the oratorio. And this is the wonderful last chorus. Let the celestial consorts all unite. And the English consort are directed by David Hill. Is it there by George Frederick Handel? Let the celestial consorts all unite from his oratorio Samson. And that was the English consort conducted by David Hill, and the Bach choir were there too, who I failed to mention a few moments ago. You're listening to Classical Sounds here at Clonmore's Community Radio 94.6 FM. It's Andrew Newman here with you until 4 this afternoon. At 087-326-2007. Or it's studio@ccr946.ie for your emails. So stay tuned, because I have some contemporary music next, which will be very nice and tuneful. So don't go away.
You're listening to Classical Sounds with Andrew Newman on Clamores Community Radio.
Listen to Clare Morris Community Radio online around the world on claremorriscommunityradio.ie.
And welcome back. It's Andrew Newman here on Classical Sounds at Clamart's Community Radio 94.6 FM. And it's always 7326200070 if you want to contact me today. Now, next I'm going to some music which is by a contemporary Ukrainian composer called Valentin Silvestrov. He was born in 1937. And his music is very tonal and melodious. And it harks back to the great composers of the 19th century quite a lot. And as he said himself, I do not write new music. My music is a response to an echo of what has already existed, or exists. And that's quite true in the next piece of music I'm going to play to you. This is lovely music. It's called from his two dialogues with an epilogue. And this is the first one. And this is called Wedding Waltz. And indeed, this music sounds remarkably like Schubert. And it could be written by Schubert indeed. But every so often it goes into a very dreamlike trance state, which Mr. Silvestrov does quite a lot in his music. And that's possibly his own style. So I hope you like this. I certainly do. And it's played here by Ginny Lynn. The music there of Valentin Silvestrov from his two dialogues and epilogue, and there's the dialogue number one, the Wedding Waltz. and Jenny Lynn was playing that there on the piano. And that was lovely music indeed. I think it's reminiscent of Schubert. Other people think it's reminiscent of Schumann. So why don't you text me who you think it's reminiscent of? It's 0873262007 today. Now, next, Andrew, my name is Andrew Newman, and you're listening to Classical Sounds. That's what I should have said. Next, I'm going to some music which will be by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg. And in 1884, he wrote music which was in celebration of a scientist called Holberg, Hans Holberg, I think his name was. If I can find him here, it might be Ludwig Holberg, that was his name. And it was the 200th anniversary of his birth, I think. And this is wonderful music from his Holberg suite. And the final part of it now, the Rigodon. Music there of Edvard Grieg and from his Holberg Suite in G major, opus 40, written 1884, I believe, and that's a Rigodon, and the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra were performing there. Now, next, I'm going to some contemporary music. A composer by the name of Ned Roram is this week celebrating his 90th birthday, and he is quite a reasonably well-known composer, I suppose. Quite a well-known composer. He's lived most of his life in Paris, and the Time magazine has called him the world's best composer of art songs, and he's written over 500 songs, and that's almost as many as Schubert did, indeed. And this is possibly his most popular one, written in 1954. That is almost 60 years ago now. And this is a song called Early in the Morning.
Early in the morning of a lovely summer day, as they lowered the bright awning at the outdoor cafe, I was breakfasting on croissants and cafe au lait, under greenery like scenery, refrains open. They were hosing the hot pavements with a dash of flashing spray and a smell of summer showers when the dust is drenched away. Under greenery like scenery, refrains open. And a lover, and in paradise to stay. Very early in the morning of a lovely summer day. I
don't normally play art songs here on Clamart's Community Radio Classical Sounds, but that was one of them by a composer who celebrated his birthday this week. His name was Ned Roram, and I hope you liked that song by him called Early in the Morning, written in 1954 when he was about 31 years of age. And that was a song there by a member of the Prince Consort. Unfortunately, I don't know his name, but there is a six-member group, and they recorded that album in 2010, songs of Ned Roram, and all six take various songs, and some are in duet, and some are a cappella as well. And I hope you liked that one from Ned Roram. You're listening to Classical Sounds here on Clamart's Community Radio, 94.6 FM. Andrew Newman with you until 4 this afternoon, and it's 087-326-2007 to get me today. Now, next I'm going to some music, which is by Joseph Haydn. He wrote 12 keyboard concertos. His final one, though, the 12th, was written in 1884, and it's somewhat in homage to Mozart. It borrows the style of Mozart at the time, and it's quite unlike the 11 other keyboard concertos he wrote, and apparently it is his best one. Indeed, it should be, because it sounds fabulous. And I first heard this about 2 years ago, and I saw it live in the National Concert Hall in Dublin with the members of the Academy of Ancient Music, with Richard Edgar on the piano and conducting as well. And he explained all what I just told you a moment ago. And it is wonderful music, and a lot of people who were there were quite impressed by it. So I'm going to play now the third movement with the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra, and Ronald Brustigen is the pianist here. Thank you. Music there of Joseph Haydn from his keyboard concerto D major, and that's number 12, the Rondo third movement there, Allegro assai, I should say. And that was Ronald Blutigen there with a concerto Copenhagen, not the ones I said earlier on. And I think that's a period instrument orchestra, not entirely sure, but it did sound like it was, because he certainly was playing a period instrument piano. Now I better go to my second air break. And after that, I have another piano concerto by Joseph Haydn's student, Beethoven. So don't go away.
You're listening to Classical Sounds with Andrew Newman on Clamores Community Radio.
Thank you.
And that leads gently into the third movement of the Piano Concerto No. 5 of Beethoven. And that was Stephen Luden there with the Academy of Ancient Music conducted there by Christopher Hogwood. Next, I'm going to some music which is by Mozart. This is from his opera Don Giovanni. A lovely aria now, sung here by Aaron James. And this is called Vidali Carino.
Thank you.
Aaron James, with the English baroque soloist, and John Elliott Gardner conducting their music from Mozart's Don Giovanni, and I hope you enjoyed that one. Finally today, I have music by Igor Stravinsky from his ballet The Firebird, and this is the Firebird Suite, to be exact, and a recording of Mr. Stravinsky himself conducting the Columbia Orchestra in the final hymn. The music there of Igor Stravinsky from his ballet, The Firebird, and that was the final hymn there. Well, that's it for my show today. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you want to hear my this show again, you can listen back on my new website, irishpianoman.com. That's irishpianoman.com. And each week I'll be putting up an article regarding anything at all about classical music that I want to tell you about, and also the playlist for that week's show in Spotify, or I'll have it written down as well if you want to hear it back again without hearing my full programme. So join me again next week here on Clamart's Community Radio, 94.6 FM, for another Classical Sounds. It's Andrew Newman signing off. Goodbye.